Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 17th. Happy Thankful Tuesday. I want to hear what you're thankful for. Text me, call me, email me. Let me know what the Lord has done for you. Let us begin by reading Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39 in the Message paraphrase. Talk about something to be thankful for. I'm thankful for Romans 8 and the reminders that nothing can separate us from God's love. So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even to point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. What a beautiful image of Jesus, our Master, embracing us and the Lord, quote, sticking up for us in heaven. I think God is on our side too, but I love that image of Jesus fighting for us in prayer. And I'm thankful that the Lord is seeking for our good, even in the midst of whatever you have going on, that no hard time can separate you from his love. Our second passage today is Luke chapter 6, verses 43 through 49. The title in the Message paraphrase is Work the Words into Your Life. You don't get wormy apples out of a healthy tree, nor good apples off a diseased tree. The health of the apple tells the health of the tree. You must begin with your own life-giving lives. It's who you are, not what you say and do, that counts. Your true being brims over into true words and deeds. Why are you so polite with me, always saying, yes, sir, and that's right, sir, but never doing a thing I tell you? These words I speak to you are not mere additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundation words. Words to build a life on. If you work the words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who dug deep and laid the foundation of his house on bedrock. When the river burst its banks and crashed against the house, nothing could shake it. It was built to last. But if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a dumb carpenter who built a house but skipped the foundation. When the swollen river came crashing in, it collapsed like a house of cards. It was a total loss. Our final passage today is Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3. As silver in a crucible and gold in a pan, so our lives are assayed by God. I didn't know that word assayed, so I'm going to read it in the NIV. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This is just a reminder that we need to welcome the refinement of the Lord with humility. And we also, according to Luke 6, need to ask the Lord to help us act on His Word today. Perhaps that is believing that God is with you regardless of your situation, trusting in His faithfulness. Maybe it's being kind to someone, even when they do not deserve it. And ultimately, it is tending the garden of your heart. As you seek to be obedient to God, that we spend time in His Scripture and in prayer and in forgiving others and loving sacrificially. Help us, Lord, to tend the garden of our heart today and to be about Your work in the kingdom. Oh my goodness, before I forget, it is Thankful Tuesday. We have lots to be thankful for, and I've heard from a couple of you. This is from John Phillips, and he actually sent it to me last Wednesday, One Take Wednesday, what he was thankful for. He said, I'm thankful for my loving extended family and the good times we share when we get together. I'm thankful for those quiet places in nature where I can take in the glory and the majesty of God's creation. And I'm thankful for our God, who is our great provider and loving Father, who gives us good things. And from my mom, Judy Frady, she says this, I am thankful that God abundantly provides for my needs and graciously supplies my wants. I'm so thankful that my Heavenly Father blesses me by allowing me to bless others at various times. And Sheila says, I'm so thankful for nature, animals, trees, and flowers. Yes, Sheila, we are so grateful for the world that the Lord has created. Will you pray with me? Father, we do give You great praise for one another and the ways we see You at work in their lives. Thank You for the testimony of these who have shared. And Lord, give us thankful hearts today. Lord, we thank You for someone in our midst. Maybe it's a group of people. Lord, we thank You for this group of people. We thank You for a place. Perhaps it's a school or a getaway. Or maybe it's just a quiet little nook in your house where you experience the presence of the Lord. We thank You for a thing, anything, Lord, all the things that You have provided, all the modern amenities that You give us, all the technological and medical advancements. We praise You, Father. And we pray, Lord, that we would use longer lives, if we have them, for Your glory. And Father, ultimately, we thank You for Your character as a good and gracious and generous God. To You we lift up our souls. In You we trust, O our God. Do not let us be put to shame. Don't let our enemies triumph over us. We put our hope in You. Show us Your ways, O Lord. Teach us Your paths. Guide us in Your truth and teach us, for You are our God, and our hope is in You all day long. Through Jesus Christ, the most merciful one. Amen.